All right, we are now joined at the Media Center by our pole setter for tomorrow's Pocono 400, driver of the number 24 Hendrick AutoGuard Chevrolet, William Byron. So now that William's in here, we'll open it up for questions on the floor. Zach, we'll start up front.
Zach Sterniolo, Pocono Record. Excuse me, William. This is a track that Hendrick has typically run well in the past. With the momentum that seems to be on the team side right now and you coming away with the pole, does that give you any extra boost heading into tomorrow's race now?
I mean, it does. I think just for past experience for myself last year, we had a pretty good run. I think we finished sixth and had to start from the back. So it'll be easier this year starting up front, which is really nice. And I feel like our car is hopefully going to maintain the speed that we had in qualifying, which is good. You know, it's an impound race, so not really a lot of changes that we can make, and that's a good thing for us. And I feel like we're in a good spot going into tomorrow.
Scott Walsh from the Scranton Times-Tribune. William, this is your third pole of the season and of your career. Did you do anything this year to improve your qualifying, work on qualifying? I don't know if it was a weakness or anything. Just can you talk a little bit about maybe what you did to improve qualifying and the results are showing in the three poles this far?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think we did anything different. Our goal at the beginning of the year was to qualify better and to qualify well. That was one of Chad's goals, and one of my goals is to, you know, because it just improves your ability in the race to control your race. And last week was a 600-mile race, so it really didn't matter where you started. But this week, you know, it does matter for pit strategy and things like that. So that's a good thing for us. I feel like we just focused on it, and I also feel like single-car qualifying is helping me because that's what I grew up doing with late model stuff and really legend car stuff. I was always single car qualifying, always had kind of one lap to get it right. I kind of like that. So I would say that's really the only two differences.
FrenchRace.com. William, so you've won these three poles, and for all these races, you've been great for like the first 30 laps or so, and then you kind of faded a little bit. What are you guys going to do to work on your chemistry with Chad and so you guys are making the right adjustments to, get better.
Yeah, it's been a little difficult for us throughout the race to get the balance right. That comes from my communication, and I feel like knowing at the start of the weekend what you're going to need at the end of the race, which I'm really just starting to learn that now because, last year was just a dogfight to try to run well. So I think that this year you can kind of focus on what you're going to need for the end of the race, and that's what's going to pay off, and that's kind of what we're trying to do is just focus on what we need at the end of the race.
Go to Bob next.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Beyond just the difference of it being an impound this week, maybe is there anything about this week that makes you feel different about how your car will race from the pole compared to last week?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think last week I was, I knew qualifying was its own beast, I guess, because we had a completely different race car for qualifying last week with it being 2 days off from practice and then also being a non-impound race, whereas this week it's going to, I feel like, translate more. So that's what's got me more excited this week is that I know what we had in qualifying trim is going to be similar to what we have in race trim. And last week, I knew our car was going to be completely different. So that gives me some optimism for tomorrow for sure.
Phil up front.
Hi, Phil Allenway of Front Stretch. Obviously, you have a lot of single lap speed, but how was your 24 handling yesterday in practice? And were you able to do any significant long runs out there?
Yeah, we did a couple longer runs. Long runs here are usually like 10 to 14 or 15 laps, but we did do some longer runs. I felt like we were okay. We were top 10. We hovered around that area, so. I think we made some good improvements overnight for sure, and that showed in qualifying, and I think that's going to translate to the race.
Mm-hmm. Zach Sterniolo, Pocono Record. Kyle Busch was saying that this is probably going to be the toughest place to pass all season long, possibly worse than Dover in that sense. Does that put any extra emphasis on having clean air to start the race on the front row?
Yeah, I think it does, but I think ultimately the way these races are, you're eventually going to be in that 10th to 12th range based on strategy, so you're going to have the speed to pass, and whether that's on restarts or not, that probably is going to be the case, you know, just on the restarts, but you're going to have to be back in dirty air at some point, so but it does help having the number one pit stall and having the ability to kind of use that to your advantage.
Any more questions for William? Scott?
William, can you just describe the lap? Some of the guys said they lost a little bit of time in turn one. Can you just talk about your lap? Obviously, you hit all three corners pretty good.
Yeah. We were really loose yesterday. We were struggling to make laps at the beginning of practice, and so we really just worked on the car from there to try to get it snugged up but still stay turning on exit. So kind of the typical issues you have, but I think that really we just nailed the qualifying balance. We had progressively gotten our car better throughout practice, so that kind of gave me some confidence going into qualifying. But then really once I got through turn three coming to green, I kind of knew what I had. And then turn one was just all about not over-rolling the center. You know, it's really easy, as much speed as we're carrying into the corner now, to overshoot the center and kind of carry too much throttle. So just got my lift, I guess, right to where I was a little free through the center, but I was right on the edge there. And then once I got off of turn one, I knew if I didn't screw up turn two, I'd be in pretty good shape. So turn two is relatively smooth, and then three was just all about getting back to the throttle and kind of unwinding the wheel to make the straightaway longer. So this place is kind of like a road course in the fact that you just try to make the straightaways as long as possible.
Any last questions for William? Nope.
All right.
Thanks, William.
Thanks, you. Appreciate it.